The Ministry of Power has set up a technical task force to examine the rate of consumption and the rapid flow of current following the replacement of meters as well as the high cost of electricity. Radio Ghana asked the communications specialist at the ministry, Edward Bauer, to throw more light on the work of the task force. He spoke to George Ankwa.
You do know that somewhere in December, January, there was an increase in electricity tariffs. And at one point, we even had situations where people felt that the increases were so sharp. Because of that, government decided to absorb some of the increases, particularly for a bracket of consumers, the lower bracket, in the form of subsidy. But after that, we have also been monitoring the complaints of consumers. We have had situations where people have indicated that if you look at the rate of consumption, it is not reflective of the tariff approval that was given by PURC. Indeed, some of us who work within the energy sector have come across people indicating those things to us. On the basis of that, the ministry has been the supervisory body over the agencies of power, including EC, felt that it was important that these complaints are properly investigated. We want to know as to whether these complaints are reflective of what actually happens on the ground. And if so, is it as a result of some technical challenges with the metering that has been offered or maybe given to the communities or to consumers? Or is it as a result of some challenges with our own wiring system? Because there are also some aspects of it where even your own wiring system in the house could affect your consumption. We want to be able to establish this from a purely technical point of view. Then on the basis of that, take the right decisions.
If you look at the meter replacement project, hitherto before these new meters were brought, energy or electricity was not running fast at this cost. And people are beginning to suspect that it is because the meters have not been calibrated. And that is a fact. Are we also looking at the calibration of the meter and its effect on the flow of power?
I think that we need to look at this from two angles. The first angle is that, remember that we have just come up over a year plus of serious power crisis where people generally did not have reliability of supply. So, and we're having a schedule which suggested that you had lights for 12 hours and you didn't have lights for 24. So it meant that even before the increment in December, if you bought power, you still had a situation where you were not using power for 24 hours every day. You were using power for 12 hours in every 36 hours. So even if you bought power for, say, 20 cedis, if you had power continuously for 36 hours, the rate at which it will finish is higher than if you have it just for 12 hours in 36 hours. So what it meant was that we're not using much of our power because the power was not even there to use. Then we have restored reliability of supply. So now you have power all over the place. So the amount of money you spend on power for a month will change even if there was no increase.
Mr. Bauer also touched on the terms of reference of the task force and gave the assurance that should it turn out technically that the metering system had a challenge, the ministry and the PURC could consider a refund to customers.
Obviously, if we come to realize as part of the investigation that there has been a challenge with the metering system, obviously there are standard procedures that the PURC follows. You do know that even when there was an increase in tariffs, there were some places where over a period of about, I think, a month or so, there were some areas where people were overcharged for the increases that they had. And indeed, what ECG did was to refund those ones. It is only after the establishment, and it is important to realize that this investigation is purely a technical investigation. It is after they have been able to establish the technical efficiency or otherwise of these meters, then the recommendations will be given by the committee as to whether we'll refund, as to whether we'll credit them for the users and what have you.